This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Why did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with us, being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution. You know how I love to say that. Don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. So, for you non-religious types, this may or may not bother you. For you religious types, hopefully it'll start poking you. We're going to talk about a lot of things over the next 2 hours. We're going to talk about the... some of the issues going on in the Christian world. Talk about the movie Unplanned. That's right. Yeah, the old white guy. We're going to talk about abortion, okay? And the reason we're going to talk about abortion is because, you know, an abortion is, it's not just a woman's issue. I'm so tired of hearing that. And I finally caught somebody today, a friend of mine. Very wonderful, very nice person. Somebody I like a lot. Lifelong Democrat. And... we were talking a woman, and we were talking about this kind of stuff. And at one point, you know, you can say it's a woman's issue, woman's issue, woman's issue. It's a woman can do what she wants to do with her body. I said, okay, but here's the difference. And I'll get into this deeper later on in the show, because some of these laws that are coming through right now really just make no sense. They're nothing shy of murder. You almost have an argument when you say the umbilical cord's still attached. But when that little human being is sitting on a table, laying on a table, freezing its little buns off, okay? And you have to go because of a botched abortion. And there's nothing really wrong with it. It's fine. It's just the abortion didn't take, if you would. And you leave it on the table to die. How is that a woman's choice? How is it her body, her choice? I may resurrect the piece I wrote about women playing God and make it part two, because this is exactly what this is. If a woman could sit with her doctor, maybe the one who performed the abortion, maybe not, but if she could sit with the doctor after the baby's born, after the umbilical cord's cut, and after it's laying there on the table, to decide whether that baby lives or dies, isn't that now murder? How is that a woman taking responsibility or taking control of her body? It is no longer her body. It's no longer in her body. It's no longer taking advantage of her body. It is now its own human being laying on the table. And as I told you, I probably get 100 people there getting ready to adopt that baby. So why should death or killing even be an option at that point? Well, Joe, what if it has a problem with its arm? Or maybe it's blind because of the... well, it's not its fault it's blind now, is it? Right? I mean, is it the fault of the baby? It's not really a birth defect, but he made it happen during the abortion attempt. That baby has a right to live. That baby. The baby has a right to live. And I'm admonishing you. I think the movie opens many places nationwide tonight. I'm admonishing you to get the tickets. Go see it. Skip a lunch. Don't buy two cups of coffee at that favorite coffee place you like. go see the movie. It's really that simple. Ain't that hard. Republican lawmakers say Jesus-focused prayer slammed by Dems is offensive and Islamophobic. Pennsylvania Democrats, including state governor, chastise a freshman Republican representative for an offensive and Islamophobic opening prayer at the state capitol in Harrisburg on Monday, during which she mentioned Jesus numerous times. In her prayer, Representative Stephanie Borowieth, an associate pastor's wife representing a district in the center of the Keystone State, also thanked President Trump specifically for unequivocally supporting Israel. The lawmaker began the invocation, "Jesus, I thank you for this privilege, Lord, of letting me pray. I, Jesus, am your ambassador here today, representing you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am." Borowieth referenced the tradition of leaders praying for the country, including George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Gettysburg, as well as members of the Continental Congress in Philadelphia who fasted and prayed for the nation. She's telling the truth. "God forgave us. Jesus, we lost sight of you. We've forgotten you, God, in our country. We're asking you to forgive us," she said. Borowieth then paraphrased the Bible passage, 2 Chronicles 7:14, saying, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he would heal our land." The verse has often been quoted by political and religious leaders, including Ronald Reagan, who had his family Bible open to it. And when he was sworn in as the 40th president of the United States in 1981, Mike Pence used the same Bible open to the same passage when he took the oath as president. You know, I don't know why this is so offensive. The Muslim community, even recently, some of the Muslim, the new Muslim congressional representatives use the name of Allah. What if I'm offended by that? Do you have to stop? Nobody would dare say anything. But for a Christian, there is no name above the name of Jesus. There is nobody else to pray in the name of. So for you to be, so you're offended by a name that I use, I'm offended by a name that you use. How's that? Then we both have to stop, right? Isn't that what equality is? Because it's not true. It won't happen that way. You know it. And she's 100% on. The problem is that somehow, somebody at some point in time took so many drugs that what they didn't realize was the country was not founded on nothingness or no religion. If you go back and look at some of our founding fathers' comments, even around the fact that, you know what? The founder of the public school system, right? Public education wanted to use, or said we should be using, we should be teaching the principles and precepts of the Bible, which is what is the best thing to teach our kids. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Pastor David Hagel will be with me after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and really, sincerely, I really appreciate the time that you guys take tuning in, being involved, making sure that you're engaged, because listening is one thing, but when you engage, you just don't know what kind of information you get from somebody, how much you'll learn from somebody. Hey, I want to welcome a new station to the family, KBKW, 1450 AM out of Ocean Shores and Westport, Washington. And I appreciate you guys picking up the show. Send me an email. Let me know you heard it. Joe at the Real Side. I also celebrate birthdays on the show, so if you got a birthday, let me know. That's, you know, I can't sing. Well, I don't sing. We'll play happy birthday to you. You don't want me singing to you, I'm telling you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him on because I'm on a roll here. Pastor David Haig joins me, as he does from time to time on the show, and he's a pastor of a large church in the northern Los Angeles County area here in California. And tonight's going to be a night we're going to talk about the movie Unplanned, and I really want to talk about the Christian's role in these kind of things, and not so much getting the movie out, but what kind of stance should we be taking in society for/against these kind of things? Anyway, Pastor, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
I love being on your show, Joe, because I like what you're doing, and I like how you say it.
Thank you. You know, I was just doing a story in the last segment about Republican lawmakers who called out some Democrats. And this doesn't have to be a Republican-Democrat thing, because I know there's Republicans who aren't comfortable with this, or conservatives that aren't comfortable with this. Even Christians, for some odd reason, aren't comfortable with this, where a lawmaker opened up prayer and used the name of Jesus and asked Jesus to, you know, forgive them for what they'd done and some of the votes that they had taken. But it wasn't like, you know, you shouldn't be shoving your religion in our faces. What it was they took a stand that this was a form, using the name of Jesus in a prayer is a form of Islamophobia. And I'm thinking to myself, is that how we're going to do this now? We're going to threaten each other. Now, as a Christian, I know I'm not supposed to go beat up the other person because they don't like what I say, but how do we stay strong on our faith? How do we step out and do the things that we should be doing as this, I feel like this legislator was given the opportunity to, and she prayed the way she wanted to pray. How do we stand for our belief systems without coming off like being a gorilla or a jerk?
Yeah, we certainly don't want to be gorillas or jerks, do we?
No.
One of the things that strikes me is that there's a new and kind of pervasive fog that's floating over our country that says anything that isn't measured by today's standards is wrong. So you could chase the history of prayers that have been offered in Jesus' name all the way back to before the founding fathers.
Yep.
All through our history, through the history of the nations where we all came from. And it for centuries, for millennia, it's been acceptable, it's been understood that each religion prays in the name of its God, and for us it's Jesus. And you know, the problem is that we live in a pluralistic society that no longer wants to be plural. They want to kick out those who disagree with them. And I think as believers, as Christ followers, one of the things I go by is that whatever we believe ought to make us better people. So even the way we stand up and are courageous, and if you might even use the word fight for what we think is true, we have to use sanctified weapons. We can't be mean-spirited. In other words, we can't go outside the character that Christ wants to work in us in order to defend Christ. That would just be absolute lunacy. And yet we see that from time to time. And I think what gets into it is that we start to get upset about our rights being taken away. And what we really have to do is say, you know what, these folks who are opposed to Christianity, we've got to be careful. We've got to be sorry for them. Because they're really, if you want to know about it, they're prisoners of war. 2 Timothy 2 and in 2 Corinthians 4, it says that they've been blinded by the god of this world. And so they're held captive in 2 Timothy 2, 24 through and following. They're held captive to do his will. So in some ways, we look at them and we think, oh, those terrible people who don't want us to pray in the name of Jesus. Just understand, they're prisoners. They are held fast, and they're darkened in their understanding. And the only way that darkness is pierced by the light is through the gospel that has to come both through our lips, but also through our lives. You know, they've got to see something in us that makes them ask, why do you do the things you do the way you do them?
Oh, I so much agree with you. You know, it's funny. I used to have, as you've gotten to know me, you can imagine, I used to have a little bit of a volatile temper from time to time, okay? And one of the things that has kept me over the years, one of the scriptures, frankly, that has kept me from being extremely stupid is, you know, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but the powers of right? So when I look at that person, and that person is obviously coming at me for whatever reason, I don't see it as that person having a personal vendetta for me. I believe that that person is being influenced by an outside source. So
absolutely,
that's the thing that's kept me from getting really stupid, and kept me from being being married for almost 20 years. Seriously, I don't look at my wife as an enemy. You know, she's a gift from God, and I've got to be smart about it. You know.
You know, I think going back to your original question, how do we hold up our end and put forth our arguments and our evidence that our worldview is at least a viable one that is worthy of respect and worthy of a hearing? One of the things I believe the church really has to do, Christ followers have to do, we have to have better arguments. I think we've been in the majority so long in America that we just assume that everybody understands why we believe what we believe. And so to come off as kind of ticked at you idiots, no, what we are now, we need to deal, we're in an increasingly post-Christian society, and we are in the minority. If you take all those who don't believe in anything and those who believe in other worldviews other than Christianity, Christianity is actually in the minority. And when you're in the minority, you have to have really good arguments. And that gets back to the whole sense in the West, especially Western Christianity, we have become anti-intellectual. A lot of people in the churches can't defend the inspiration of Scripture. They can't defend the deity of Christ. They've grown up in circles where they were told Jesus is God, a very God, the Nicene Creed says so. They have no idea what the Nicene Creed says. So we got to be better with our arguments.
When we come back, I want to talk more about that, because you're right. I mean, the to say to somebody because God said so, someone who doesn't believe in God or doesn't believe in Scripture, is wasted words. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Pastor Haig after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The chant of four more years over and over again at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This, the president's first rally since Robert Mueller's report released, finding no Russia collusion. The president telling the huge patriotic crowd,
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president continues,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I gave you the warning, although there's nothing to be warned about. This is not hard stuff. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. My conversation tonight for the next couple hours is going to be around, I don't want to say religious people, but specifically Christians. I can't talk, listen, let's just be honest about this. I can't talk about Buddhism. Wasn't, and I'm not. I can't talk about, Hinduism. Why? Because I never was. I don't know. I didn't hang around with anybody like that. Not that, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just not knowledgeable enough to say anything about it, which I wish some of you would keep your mouth shut, too, when you're not knowledgeable in these certain areas. But we shouldn't be doing it. So the only thing I can talk about and speak to, even with my limited knowledge, is Christianity, is Jesus Christ. And I bring guys like Pastor Hague on because he's known me for a few years now, and it just makes me crazy that we as Christians have backed away to the point where we don't feel comfortable, as I was telling him during the break. We have Christian parents that don't feel comfortable standing up or affirming their belief in Jesus with other people who don't because they don't want them to feel uncomfortable. I just think this is what's causing some of the problems. Your kids see that. They have no foundation. They don't know what you really believe. I think this is really causing us some trouble. So let me bring them in. Pastor Hague, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Joe. I like coming on.
Thank you. So you see what I'm saying here? I mean, young parents need to take a stand.
Yeah, I'm going to go one step backwards from that. I think a lot of Christ followers in America, in the West, because we've not been pushed, we don't know enough to defend what we believe. And so it's easier to just say, well, you know, I don't want to offend anybody. Take, for example, the four great questions. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going? Now, every philosophy known to man forms around answers to those questions. But if you ask, for instance, who am I? Well, what does the Christian viewpoint say? It says that I was created as God's image bearer, and my first parents, Adam and Eve, fell into sin. And so as soon as you answer that question, you have a plank in your worldview that says our world needs to be delivered, needs to be rescued, and that the reason all of these things are happening in our society can ultimately be backed up all the way to the idea that we come into this world as sinners. And if you understand that, then you have a beginning place for your worldview, because that leads right into, well, what do I need? What I need is rescue. What I need is a savior. So my point is that, yes, you're right. A lot of Christians are not standing up for the truth. A lot of Christians would rather just let their kids figure it out for themselves. And I think basically it's because we have done a poor job as churches, as parents, of really understanding what it means to be a Christian. What are our cardinal doctrines? What are our the planks in our worldview? And when we find that out, we're going to find out it's coherent. It is cohesive. It can explain evil. It can explain suffering. It can explain beauty. But most importantly, it can explain why there is purpose in living.
You know, we're going to talk about Unplanned, the movie, in a few minutes here. And I got to meet Abby Johnson. I got to meet the woman the movie was about. I got to spend some time with her. And in seeing the movie, and I don't want to give it away because a lot of people need to go see this, you can see God tugging at her through the whole movie. You can see the moments that she has some heart, I'll say heart changes, okay? And but throughout the movie, I found myself unable to be mad at her because she really thought she was helping women. She really had a heart for these women that she thought she was helping. And so you look at this happening, and I'm thinking to myself, why have we bought into the Christian church? Now, you can say that most Christians don't believe in this and don't believe in that, but when you look at the stats, when you look at the percentage, now, she has said that it was close to 70% of people who come in for abortions claim to be Christians, claim to attend a church on a fairly regular basis, or had been to a worship service within the last 60 days. So you look at those numbers, and I have to stop and say, what are we teaching? What are the pastors teaching? What are the churches teaching?
See that, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, for the most part, churches in America, and I'm painting with an awfully broad brush here,
right?
They're teaching what we call moralistic therapeutic deism. And that's a big three-word term that says, deism, that there is a God, he's out there, he's not going to meddle in your life, but he works for you. He's kind of like a therapist. When you need him, you call on him. He's a life coach. He helps you be a better person. But what we miss is that God is not just a coach. He is the lawgiver, and he is the determiner of what's right and wrong. And so when we talk about this whole idea of pregnancy and, you know, is it proper and right, righteous and morally good to end a pregnancy through abortion? If you throw God out of the equation, then it simply becomes a matter of convenience or a matter of finances. Or even a matter of this world is horrible. I don't want to bring another child into it. And so if you take God out of it, then we become the arbiter of what's right and wrong. And we go toward that which we think is better for us. And so I think as churches, we've got to get back, very simple. We've got to teach the Bible the way it was written. The Bible was written by certain people within a certain context to a certain audience for a certain purpose. We can't just go in and take stuff out of context and make that, you know, the standard of our authority. We live under God's word. We live under it. We are bound by it. And when we really study it, we come to find out, hey, God can be trusted, and so can his ways.
Well, you already know that I am in agreement with you. I am amazed at some of the things that I've heard. And again, we're all fallible. I get all of that. But when I look at what some of the churches are teaching, and I've listened online, I've talked to some of my Christian friends, and even people that are Christians that I'm not friends with, but we talk about the basics of what's going on. What seems to be missing for me, and when I listen to them, is the true love of God. They don't really understand it. You know, it's not just all about discipline. You know, we like to say, you know, God is the lawgiver. I get all of that. But God's the lover, too. I mean, if you're a parent, you know what I mean by that. You love your children.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's patting them on the back, and sometimes it's going, hey, no, you're not going to do that.
I agree with you. We've got to get back to the love of God. But there's a doctrine that has been so massaged that now people believe, well, God just always loves. God doesn't judge. God is all loving. God is all tolerant. But the fact of the matter is, the number one verse that speaks to it, John 3:16, talks about God's love for the world is such that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not what? Perish. So you get right back to the fundamental question, what's this world about? We come into this world broken. We don't come into this world, you know, neutral. We don't come into this world with all the discernment and everything that we'll ever need. We come into this world broken. And God's greatest show of love was to send his son to die on a cross in our place and for our benefit. And to think that, you know, the idea of God's wrath is really what we're being saved from. God's love sent his son so that we would not become objects of his wrath, because he's a just God and our sin demands punishment. But he also made a way of escape. He made a way of getting out of it. So you're right. We've got to get back to the love of God. But you can't understand the love of God without the understanding that we deserve the wrath of God.
Well, I kind of in a joking way, but I think it's very true, is can you really... It's kind of hard to understand the love of God until you have your own kids. I'm not saying it's impossible. Don't get me wrong. But there are times when you look at your kids and you've got all kinds of thoughts popping around your head, but you love them. And, yeah. And you know, you have to administer, whether it's punishment or, you know, like I said, a pat on the back. It's a whole different feeling. You know, before I had children, I don't know if I really could understand that love that you're willing to go to the nth degree to help that child with, to help that child understand. But I want to get back to the young parents of today. If you know, we're going to go for a break in a second, so you may want to hold this. But if you could speak to the young parents about what their children are being bombarded with, what they're being hit with. You know, every night for 3 hours, I talk about iPad, the stuff that they're going through, what they see on their iPhones, on television, in school. They're being bombarded by the world. What would you tell young parents to do to help offset that? We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Pastor David Hagel will be with me when we return.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spent. I'll give you a second. You can finish the one-time dance around the table and then get back in your chair. I want you to listen to this. Always having a good time with you. Appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a live chat room there, as there is on Facebook. But most of all, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I don't beat you up with this stuff. Let you know who might be on, the kind of topics we're going to discuss, and that kind of thing. So let me get just back to it, because I've always enjoyed the time I spend with him here on the air with me. Pastor David Haig is with me. He writes a blog. It's the Haig blog. How did I get to your blog?
HaigThought.com.
HaigThought.com. That's why you should never listen to me. I always screw things up. HaigThought.com is where you need to go. And he's got some great writings there, great stories, great viewpoints on things going on around you. So take a look, take a read. I'm sure it'll help you out. All right, let's get back to it. I want to leave some time, because I know pastors can can go long. I want to leave some time to talk about the movie. And what we were talking about was, you know, young parents and, you know, young parents. And again, this isn't a bashing people of young parents. That's not what I'm meant to do here. But you tend to pull back a little bit. You're not really truly and honestly guiding your kids, giving them some boundaries. What's right? What's wrong? You know, you want your kids to find it on their own. And we'll throw them a set of keys at 9 and see how that works out for them in the car. You know, you've got one of the most popular shows on Netflix is a show called 13 Reasons. It's all about suicide, and it's not about overcoming, which is the kind of shows when we were kids that we had, how you overcome adversity. This is almost on how to give in to adversity. And they've got the iPhone and they got everything, but where's I God? You know, we're help me out here, will you?
Yeah. Well, in my circles, we call what we see going on a lot here is called child-centered parenting. That the whole idea of the parent, that the one who drives the way we parent is the child. And so I had a lady tell me not long ago, my goal is to get my daughter through high school without her getting pregnant.
Oh.
And I know a lot of parents, you know, they don't want their kids to get pregnant. They don't want them to get on drugs. So they do two things. Number one, they teach them how to use condoms, but then they also try and keep them happy. They just don't want their kids to rebel. So whatever Susie wants, whatever Johnny wants, within reason, you know, until it becomes inconvenient for the parent. We've got to completely flip that. We've got to get back to what I would call character-centered parenting. The idea that we are training up another person to become a useful, productive person in society, which means they need to have integrity. They need to have perseverance. They need to have courage. They need to be honest. And so that all goes back to the parents' worldview. What do they think is right and wrong? What is permanent? What is temporary? For us, Joe, it comes out of the Judeo-Christian ethic, and for us specifically, it comes back to what God has taught us in His Word, the Bible. Now, I know a lot of people throw out the Bible as some kind of ancient thing, but actually the arguments in favor of its veracity, its truthfulness, its authority, its historicity are extremely good. Now, Joe and I, you and I are, we're educated people. I've got a lot of degrees, and I've done a lot of study. I'm not an idiot. And I will tell you that the Bible gives us the best worldview there is. And parents need to understand that. And they need to have it. They need to know what's right and wrong for themselves. And they need to hold their children to it in love. And I got to tell you, my 30-year-old son, when he got out of college, he said, Dad, you were tough on us, but I am so glad. Because he watched some of his friends go off the wrong end, and there was no leash pulling them back. And they bankrupted their lives. Fortunately for me, all three of my kids are productive people in society. They're married well. They are involved in serving. My son's a firefighter. You know what? Parents, if you're listening to this, don't just let your kids go the way they want to go. Have them go the right way. But you need to know what that is as well.
And you need to be, you know what? You hit on something. You don't need to be your kid's friend. All right, you know, you have to have a relationship with them, but you don't need to be their friend. If you're worried about them rebelling, think of all the things that they're doing that they're rebelling with. Some of them very minor, don't get me wrong, but they're still rebelling. I mean, it's amazing to me how many parents will say, well, I don't want to tee off my son or daughter. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, who's running the asylum? That's my way of putting it.
Yeah, they also...
You know?
They don't want their kids to go the wrong way, but they're actually allowing their kids to be mentored and tutored by the internet, right?
Yeah.
By
yep.
television,
yep.
By the music industry primarily. Some of the stuff that they're allowing kids to listen to and to do and where they're getting their information. And it seeps into their minds. And what we're doing is we're allowing the culture to decide for us what our kids are going to grow up thinking is the baseline of what's acceptable, what's right, what's wrong, what are the measures of success, what are the measures of happiness, what does beauty look like. We're allowing the culture through all of these various communication mediums to really seep into our kids' minds and set the baseline of what's acceptable. Well, we as parents, we need to take the step and say, no, we're going to, in our home, this is what's acceptable and this is what is not, based on something that is more than just temporary, something that has historical permanence. For me, that's God's word. That's the Christian worldview, because I happen to know it works.
Yeah. Listen, we had somebody in the chat room say that we've allowed government, liberals, and others to push our Christian God back into the walls of the church. We have allowed God to become imprisoned within those walls, and many are afraid of letting God out because of the retort from the other side. It's time to let God out.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's the thing. This weekend, I'm going to preach John 9, which is all about a blind beggar who gets his sight back from Jesus. And what I'm going to start off by saying is, the most important people in Christianity are not famous preachers. They're not famous authors. They're not famous Christian actors or musicians. They're not professors or seminary presidents. The most potent gospel force for the kingdom of God in America is the everyday believer who lives out the gospel,
yep,
through their life and shares it with their lips. If it's up to me as a pastor to do it all, it's never going to happen. But if 2,000 or 3,000 people in our church will be authentic, will be winsome, but will be courageous, and will wear their Christianity as a beautiful robe that they wear around, that's how we're going to change things at the grassroots level, one believer at a time.
So let me, this is kind of something I've noticed over the years, and I have to say this because some people will write me nasties. This is not to pump myself up. This is just, to explain it. People are watching you. They're watching what you're doing. They're watching what you're saying. And they're either going to respect what you want based on your lifestyle and how you're living your life, or they're not. And, I will sit down at a table for lunch. I'll go into a situation where these rough, tough, gruff men are sitting around using language that would make a sailor, blush. And when I go in and sit down, they stop. And they don't stop because I'm this holier-than-thou, whatever. I've built a relationship with these guys so they have enough respect for me to know that this is not something I want to be subjected to, because I have a respect for the God I serve. Now what's happened over the years, there is no respect. We've kind of allowed that to creep in. We're afraid to say, hey, don't say that. Don't do that. I'm here at the table with you. And when the thing that always made me crazy when somebody said, Jesus Christ or Christ, I go, hey, dude, relax. Yeah. Are you calling out for divine guidance? Because we can get on our knees together and do that. But if you just throw it out there, I'm not with it. But there's no respect anymore, and we've allowed that to creep in. It's just kind of my thought.
Yeah, someone asked me the other day, are we becoming a post-Christian world? And the answer is, well, increasingly. Yeah, increasingly, but we're not there yet.
No.
I can invite people that I know at the coffee shop where I am who, are not believers in Christ. I even have, we've invited some Islamic neighbors to mm-hmm. come to some of our concerts at Grace. And they come, they're fine.
Yep.
They enjoy it. They aren't changing teams or anything, but again, it's on the grassroots level,
yep,
that individual believers have to live lives that are attractive. And basically it just is this: if what we believe is true, it ought to make us better people.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it's all about relationships with people, like to your point.
Yep.
I've had people, yep, of other religious beliefs and no religious beliefs whatsoever that I've been able to sit there and talk with them about why I believe what I believe. They're open and willing to ask questions. And, it's a little forward movement at a time, and there's nothing wrong with this. Hey, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You got 40 seconds. What kind of message do you want to put out there? Come on, you got the elevator speech.
Yeah, well, I'm preaching John chapter 9, the whole thing, 41 verses this weekend. And it's about a beggar who was from birth, and Jesus touches his eyes, and he can see. And suddenly the religious elite of the day hate it because Jesus did it on the Sabbath. So they said, oh, you worked, then you must be a horrible person. And they come to this guy and say, what do you say about this guy who made you be able to see again? And is he a sinner? Is he a demon? And the beggar says, I'm not qualified to determine what he is, but here's what I know. Yesterday I couldn't see, and now I can. And I think that's the key to what we love about God. He is the rescuer, and we all need him.
Well, listen, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time with me, and we'll catch up again either next week or the week after. Have a great rest of the day.
Sounds good. Yep. Thanks, Joe. Bye.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Come up next hour. We're going to do it again. We're going to go through this all again. We're going to talk about unplanned and where the Christians have failed. We'll be back in a little bit.